When you kill a man, you steal a life. You steal his wife's right to a husband and rob his children of a father. When you tell a lie, you steal someone's right to the truth. When you cheat, you steal the right to fairness. There is no act more wretched than stealing. Hadn't Baba sat me on his lap and said those words to me? Then how could he just forgive Hassan? And if Baba could forgive that, then why couldn't he forgive me for not being the son he'd always wanted? We're leaving, Agha Sahib, Ali said. What? Baba said, the color draining from his face. We can't live here anymore, Ali said. But I forgive him, Ali. Didn't you hear? Said Baba. Life here is impossible for us now, Agha Sahib. We're leaving. Ali drew Hassan to him and curled his arm around his son's shoulder. It was a protective gesture, and I knew whom Ali was protecting him from. Ali glanced my way, and in his cold, unforgiving look, I saw that Hassan had told him. He had told him everything, about what Asif and his friends had done to him, about the kite, about me. Strangely, I was glad that someone knew me for who I really was. I was tired of pretending. I don't care about the money or the watch, Baba said, his arms open, his palms up. I don't understand why you're doing this. What do you mean, impossible? I'm sorry, Agha Sahib, but our bags are already packed, and we've made our decision. Baba stood up, a sheen of grief across his face. Ali, haven't I provided well for you? Haven't I been good to you and Hassan? You're the brother I never had, Ali, you know that. Please don't do this. Don't make this even more difficult than it already is, Agha Sahib, Ali said. His mouth twitched, and for a moment, I thought I saw a grimace. That was when I understood the depth of the pain I had caused, the blackness of the grief I had brought onto everyone, that not even Ali's paralyzed face could mask his sorrow. I forced myself to look at Hassan, but his head was downcast, his shoulders slumped, his finger twirling a loose string on the hem of his shirt. Baba was pleading now. At least tell me why. I need to know. Ali didn't tell Baba, just as he didn't protest when Hassan confessed to the stealing. I'll never really know why, but I could imagine the two of them in that dim little hut, weeping, Hassan pleading with him not to give me away. But I couldn't imagine the restraint it must have taken Ali to keep that promise. Will you drive us to the bus station? Ali said. I forbid you to do this, Baba bellowed. Do you hear me? I forbid you. Respectfully, you can't forbid me anything, Agha Sahib, Ali said. We don't work for you anymore. Where will you go? Baba asked. His voice was breaking. Hazarajat. To your cousin? Baba said. Yes. Will you take us to the bus station, Agha Sahib? Then I saw Baba do something I had never seen him do before. He cried. It scared me a little, seeing a grown man sob. Fathers weren't supposed to cry. Please, Baba was saying, but Ali had already turned to the door, Hassan trailing him. I'll never forget the way Baba said that, the pain in his plea, the fear.